Kat and Nelly.
Free radio.
The boys that she's kissed, the time she's shaken her fist, and the stupid things she's done when she's been very, very happy. So we've come to an arrangement for your morning entertainment. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary. Diary.
If you've never heard Kat's Diary before, this is her actual teenage diary from 1997 when this song was number one. Oliver, you're not alone, top of the charts.
Quite ironic.
Yes. What were you up to in this year, Kat?
I was very much alone. just on my first year at Lancaster University. And I'd got myself a summer job, and it was the perfect summer job for me. I was working in a photography shop, so I got to process all of the film that came in and have a good old nosy into people's lives. And one of the chaps who came in with his film to be processed was the Adonis, and I'd managed to snag myself a hot date with him at the indoor ski slope. And this is the part that we got up to at the end of last week's episode. Is he turned up for the date, and I turned up for the date, but he turned up with his girlfriend in tow.
Yeah.
Talk about reading between the lines and misreading everything. And this is where we left it. Would I stay or would I go?
And also the problem here is if you do stay, you can't ski.
I can't ski. Never tried it in my life at this point.
This is going to end brilliantly, whatever happens. Right then, let's open up the diary and let's hear what happens.
In the space of a millisecond, my date with the Adonis, love of my life, future husband, turned into an afternoon wearing some stupid ski suit, doing stupid skiing with some stupid boy and his ugly, stupid, stupid girlfriend. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Sounds
stupid.
Like you're making the best of it anyway, which is
stupid.
Yeah, just a bit more stupid. It's going well, though, isn't it? Positivity all the way.
I wasn't happy.
No, I'd not got that from the first entry. I want to hear more. Come on.
Well, I thought this skiing lark couldn't be too bad, and I had to make sure he knew what he'd be missing out on by not dating me. Looking back, I think I should have just made an excuse and left instead of staying, because I was stubborn.
So, you don't know anything about skiing. You've sort of lied your way into getting this date by looking at his photos of him skiing and said you like it too, but haven't learned how to ski. This could only surely end in disaster. Let's hear more.
Instead, I put my skis on and followed the Adonis and his girlfriend to the ski lift. Four-year-olds were speeding past me at Olympic speed as I tried not to wobble and fall over while standing still. Stupid sport. The Adonis and girlfriend both glided onto the ski lift and then at the top glided off and turned round and waited for me. The ski lift was one of those where you grab the pole, put it between your legs and hold on. Or so I thought. Turns out you don't try and sit on the pole because it's too high. Arm level, in fact. Any normal person would have realised this. Not me.
Oh, this is excellent.
What happened next was not pleasant. Stop laughing.
It's just too good. It really is.
I tried jumping onto the pole to put it between my legs. I missed by a mile, slipped towards the ground, and to make sure I was completely humiliated, the pole swung back and hit me in the face. This was my final undoing. I slammed onto the ground, legs in the air, just in time to get my left ski somehow attached to the pole as it started to ascend up the ski lift. But first, just so embarrassed. Stupid sport.
What do you think the Adonis was thinking while this was happening?
Probably wetting himself with laughter, thinking, thank God I wasn't dating her.
And clearly, she's never been on a ski lift before. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Up the ski lift. Foot first.
Oh, this is the best thing ever. I absolutely love it. So have you been dragged to the top of the ski?
They dragged me about halfway up and then they put the emergency stop on. Which was really embarrassing. I was mortified.
It's so good.
More from the diary of the most ridiculously awkward teenager ever next Friday, 8:10.